Om Shanti, the great thinker and the poet of India, Rabindranath Tagore, had received a Nobel Prize for one of his poetry collections called Gitanjali. In that book, there is one poetry number 50th. I had gone a begging. In that poem, there's one beggar. Every day he goes and begs. He had always asked for something. He never gave. He was always begging. One morning, he went for begging, and all of a sudden he sees the king coming on his chariot, the golden chariot, and he's overjoyed, thrilled, because he thinks, today I'm going to get lot of alms, lot of money from king, lot of things as I beg to him. So as he was seeing the king and the king was approaching him, a strange event happened. The beggar was about to ask king for something, as was his habit. But here, the king suddenly alighted from his chariot and came in front of him, kneeled down and asked the beggar to give him something. He was shocked. Usually, king would never do that. But this time, king only came and bowed down in front of him and said, please give something. So he was not understanding, what is this? So the king said, there is an astrologer and he has made a prophecy that soon another king is going to attack our kingdom. And if I go early in the morning and if I ask for alms, I may get saved. This kingdom would get saved. So at least for the sake of the kingdom, please give something. Now this beggar is at a loss to give anything, because he had never given anything. He has always taken. So he puts his hand in his apron and there are some grains already, but he is not willing. So he fills the grain in his fist, but again drops it. Again fills it, again drops it. And with much unwillingness, he just takes one grain, only one grain, and gives to king. And that day, whole day he is begging, but he gets so much alms, so much material, so much grain that he had never collected ever. At night when he comes home, his wife is amazed to see he had brought so many things today as a part of his begging. And the moment the wife pours out that bag, there is a surprise of surprise. One of the grain has turned into gold. So the wife says, see, we have got so many grains today. But he says, don't be so happy, one grain is less. which I had given to the king. But when the wife pours that everything out and she finds out there is a one grain which had become gold, so again the man, the beggar, starts crying. He says, if I had given all the grains which I had to that king, probably all the grains would have turned into gold. So here the poem ends. The summary is the act of giving is so, the act of asking is so much within us. From birth after birth we have been asking for something to someone. Now it is the time to give rather than ask. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, this is study. You don't have to ask for anything. So from today's Murli, we will take out about 12 different points for Dharana. The first point is this. This is study. You don't have to ask for anything. What do we Brahmins ask for usually? Yes? What we should not ask for? Baba says, you don't have to ask for anything. So what are the things we should not ask for? Yes? Yeah? Blessing, don't ask for blessing, okay? Then? Mercy, don't ask for mercy, that is the path of devotion, you don't have to bring devotion here. In Baba's Murli, today's Murli, Baba said, these are the sanskars of devotion. What are the sanskars of devotion? At another point of time, Baba said, somebody sees God and he says, I can't tolerate, and it is like sun. Baba said, these are all the sanskars of devotion. You don't have to bring that devotion sanskar here. So what are the things we should not ask for? Blessings, one. Second, mercy. Then, wealth, you need not to ask for wealth. Then, happiness, then tell certain subtle and some deep things. We don't have to ask for care. Don't hope that somebody will come and care for you. Don't ask for attention. You need not to ask for attention. We have to pay attention to the whole world. Don't expect yourself or your family member or the Brahmin family even to look after you. These are the subtle desires in the soul that make you unhappy. Care, love, attention, sympathy, help, cooperation, power, treasures, mercy, blessing, Sakash. They say, please give Sakash to us. You are in Madhuvan, so please send Sakash. We are in trouble. You don't have to ask for Sakash. Power. They say we have become powerless. Please send some power to us. People resort to attention-seeking behavior. In the hospital, we see many times, many people, young people usually, they come with unusual complaints and their purpose is to seek attention. Nobody pays attention to me. So suddenly they become unconscious. Suddenly they will faint. And then 10 people will bring them to the hospital. Once in the hospital, then they get awake. There was one lady who came like this. She was doing this for hours together. And there was nothing here. Everything normal. There was yet another soul who had once come to her hospital. She was doing like this, like this, like this, like this. Whole night. Non-stop, untiringly. What are all these things? Attention. Nobody pays attention to me. Care about me. People fall sick. Not because they are sick, but they want attention. So this is begging for attention. We don't have to beg for care. Attention. Love. Peace, happiness, sympathy, help, cooperation, empathy. We don't want anything. Baba said, this is study. You don't have to ask for anything. So, this is the first point of dharana from today's Murli. Do not ask for anything. Because asking and begging is a habit. Begging is not just begging for wealth. It's for subtle things also. Begging for food, begging for so many things. So whenever you get certain points like that from Murli, just pick it up like that and make it your dharana. No matter what happens, I will not beg. Begging has less to do with fulfilling our necessities. It has more to do with habit. It has more to do with sanskars. So that's the first. Second point of dharana from today's Sakar Murli. The Murli starts with, Baba said, this is the directions of Ravan and these are the directions of God. This is the mat of Ram and this is the mat of Ravana. So we have to be very clear regarding these two things. What are the directions of Ram and what are the directions of Ravana? Some clear-cut instructions should be there in our mind. This is Baba's directions and this is Ravan's directions. I have to follow only Ram's direction. And that should be crystal clear in my mind. Ram's direction says, don't do this, means don't do this. At one point of time, Baba said, see no evil, ... They are the five monkeys, you know, five Chinese monkeys. They are three, but they are total five. The first monkey is, don't see evil. The second monkey is, don't listen to evil. And the third monkey is, don't speak evil. The fourth monkey is, don't think evil. And the fifth monkey is, don't do evil. These are known as five wise monkeys. Shizaro, some names are there, different names are there for each monkey. So Ram's direction and Ravan's directions. From Murli, every day pick up points of Ram's direction. These are the things I have to do. These are the things I shouldn't do. One should be very clear about that. This is not the words of scriptures. This is not any religion which is speaking. These are the directions of God. There is no such thing as your way and my way. This is the way. These are not ordinary words. These are divine revelations. Take them as divine revelation. Because the one who is speaking this is out of the cycle. This is the cycle of life and birth, birth and death. And the one who is speaking is somewhere above. He knows everything. The one who is speaking this knows every scriptures. The one who is speaking this knows every religion. He knows everything. And that's why what he speaks, what he says, is the last, the final testament, the ultimate scriptures. This is the Gita of Gitas. This is the Bible of Bibles. This is the Quran of Qurans. So, the second point is directions of Ram and directions of Ravan. The third point from today's Sakar Murli. Those deities, they were yogis. And those who are in Copper Age and Iron Age are bhogis. Bhogis means those who indulge in sensual pleasures. Yogis means their pleasure is not in the sensual things. So what we have to become? Yogi or bhogi? Yogis. So the third point of dharana is to become yogi and not bhogi. Bhogi is somebody who is enjoying sensual pleasure, sense gratification is the goal. And there is no end to sensual pleasures. The person may indulge in sensual pleasure the whole life and he remains unsatisfied even at the end of life. The life of bhogi is one of unhappiness. The life of yogi is one of happiness. So make it a goal in your life that I have to become a yogi and not bhogi. Remove this bhogi business. This is not for us. We are here for tapasya. This ashram itself where we are at present. You know, this is known as minimalist. Minimum things are here. Look at the hall. As less things as possible. Look at all the rooms. As less things as possible. Probably Brahma Kumaris take over this. It will become like 5-star hotel. And you don't do tapasya in 5-star hotels. You should be minimalist. As minimum things as possible. As minimum resources as possible. As simple food as possible. As strict life as possible. As disciplined life as possible. The more you indulge in pleasure, the more you indulge in this sense joy, the soul cannot do tapasya. That's why ours is a life of yogi, not bhogi. Remember that always. So that is the third point of dharana. The fourth, Baba said, have the vision of brotherhood. Even in the relationship of sister and brother, there is a pull. Even yesterday, Baba had said the same. The moment you see good body, attractive body, beautiful body, you get attracted towards it. That's why Baba said, practice just this one thing. Vision of brotherhood. All are brothers. How much practice, how much deep practice is needed for this? Deep churning is needed for this. All the time thinking about soul. Whilst walking, think about soul. While you see everybody, they are twinkling stars. The more you become soul conscious, the more you are nearer to God. The more you are body conscious, the more you are away from Father. Our goal is to be as close to Him as possible. And for that, one should be as much soul conscious as possible. Soul conscious means we are in the soul, we are in this body, but as if out of this body. So, that is the fourth point of dharana, vision of brotherhood. Practice this throughout the day. Even when nobody is there, have an imaginary audience and see all souls. Whilst walking, whilst taking food, while moving around, the moment you see somebody, see here, a star which is sparkling, and look at that star. and send him a current. So that's the point of dharana from today's Murli. And then next, Baba said, the happiness of the world is like the droppings of the crow. The more you are tamo pradhan, the more you become unhappy. The more you become sato pradhan, the more you become happy. Look upon the pleasures of the world as the droppings of a crow, insignificant. We are not here to enjoy these worldly things. These are not for us. We have done this a lot for ages, for birth after birth. And what we have got in return? Unhappiness. We have expanded relationships of the body so much. What we have got? Unhappiness. Baba said they have 10 to 12 children in the world. But that's a tamopradhan happiness. Our goal should be satopradhan happiness. So make it a goal that we don't want to indulge in this worldly things, because they deplete our energies. Worldly enjoyments. And we are not doing it out of force. It is happening on its own. It is the flight of God's love. In today's blessing, Baba said, and then the next point of dharana is about Ramayana. Baba narrated the entire Ramayana in between. There is a Ravan, there is a Ram, there is Sita, and there is jail of Ravan. How Sita landed up in jail? Anyone? Yeah? Yeah. How Sita landed up in that Shok Vatika, the cottage of sorrow? There are 7 stages of Sita's landing up in cottage of sorrow. The first step, attraction. When she saw the golden deer, she got attracted towards it. So wherever you see golden deer throughout the day, don't get attracted, because there are golden deers moving around, even in this campus. Somewhere they might pop out through this. There are golden deers everywhere. So the first step, the first thing that Sita did was getting attracted. The second step, desire to have it. What she had? Desire. I want that. She developed a desire to get that golden deer. That's the second stage. The third step, zid, insistence. I want that means I want it. The first was, second was just a desire. But when she was convinced, oh, there's nothing like that. The Lakshmana said, golden such deers never exist. This might be a trick of some devil. But Sita said, no, I want it. I want means I want. Insistence. In Hindi, it is known as zid. That's the third step. The fourth step, inability to distinguish sound of Rama and sound of devil. The one who had become deer, when he was shot, what he shouted? Ram, Lakshman, Sita. So Sita thought this is voice of Ram, but that was not Ram. That was that Marich, that demon. So she could not know whether this is Ram or this is devil. So when you don't understand what is Srimat and what is Manmat and what is Parmat, probably you are something like Sita on your way to the cottage of sorrow. Just about to get kidnapped. That's the fourth step. Fourth or second? Third. The next, mistrust. She felt as if her husband, Ram, is in trouble. Whilst brother Lakshmana tried to explain her that it is impossible for anyone in the world to defeat Ram. But there was a mistrust. So here also we develop mistrust sometimes, whether Baba would save me or not. If I do this, what will happen? Who will take care of me? So some amount of mistrust in Baba. We are on our path to cottage of sorrow. So mistrust. And then, when Ravan came, she could not identify him. Because he came in the form of how Ravana came? To kidnap Sita? As a king of Lanka? No. How he came? As a Brahmin, as a sadhu. So when Maya comes to you in white clothes and with badge, it's very difficult to identify. You can identify other Mayas, the worldly people, when they tempt you, you can easily identify. But some BK comes to you, and it's a time of yoga. He says, come on, let's go for a walk. Now you can't understand, because he's a BK, probably for more years in Gyan than you. And he is telling you, let's go and enjoy something, when it is a time of yoga. So he is, so Maya comes to you in red, white clothes and with patch. So very difficult to identify sometimes. You know, one senior sister was explaining to junior sisters the picture of our 7 days course. There is a picture. Ravana is that Kumbhakarna, you know. He is sleeping and Brahma Kumari is pouring knowledge. And it is coming out from other ear. Have you seen that? All of you? Yeah, so the sister was explaining, look at this picture and tell what is it. All the junior sisters, teachers, center teachers, they looked at that picture. There is nothing, we always explain this to everyone. But the senior sister said, look properly, that Kumbhakarna is carrying a badge. That was a specially made Kumbhakarna. It was the BK who was sleeping. It was a Brahmin who was sleeping, where the knowledge is getting poured from one ear and it is coming out from the other. So Maya will come to you in the form of a Brahmin, wearing white clothes and wearing badge. So be aware. And the last step, she crossed that Lakshman Rekha, the code of conducts or the maryadas. The moment you break maryadas or Srimat, you land up in trouble. So these are the some of the 7 stages of Sita's getting into cottage of sorrow. So attraction, then desire, then insistence, fourth, she could not identify the voice of Rama. And then fifth, mistrust. And sixth, she could not identify whether it is Ravana or some sadhu. And last, she crossed that Lakshman Rekha, that line of Maryada. Because of these 7 things, she landed up in cottage of sorrow. So Baba said in today's Murli, Ravana means doesn't mean that he has got 10 heads and 20 arms. These are the 5 vices of female and 5 vices of male. And Baba has come to liberate the Sita from the jail of Ravana. Am I the one who is at present in the jail of Ravan? The soul as a Sita, when is kidnapped by Ravan, lands up in sorrow. So free yourself from the shackles of Ravana, from the prison of Ravan. That's the point of Dharna from today's Murli. Today and tomorrow, reflect deeply upon yourself. What is that deepest vice which is hidden in the soul? And it is not going. So this is point of dharana. The next point of dharana. There's a beautiful question which has come in today's Murli. Baba said, what I am doing with devilish directions? The second question is, what I am doing with divine directions or God's directions or Ram's directions? This is one question which has come in today's Murli. What I am doing with it? Am I following it? Am I following Ravan's directions or am I following Ram's directions? If we look back in our own lives, we will come to the conclusion that whenever I have followed Ravan's direction, the result was, what was the result? Unhappiness. The result was pain. The result was breaking of all expectations. And I came to sorrow. The result was frustration. The result was depression. When I formed friendship with some brother or some sister who is a BK, and that friendship deepened, and then I started having lot of expectations from that person, and that person could not fulfill, and I came to sorrow every time. So these all things happen. So that's why there's a beautiful question. Baba said, what I am doing with the father's, what I am doing with father's directions, and what I am doing with Ravan's direction. This is the point, is to reflect deeply what I am doing in my life. What I am doing. Am I really doing something which is constructive, or I am engaged in self-destructive things? Think deeply on this. The next point of dharana from today's Murli is omen of Jupiter and omen of Rahu. Baba said, if you want to get rid of this eclipse, this omen of the eclipse, what you have to do is donate. So this donation means small acts of goodness throughout the day. Small acts of goodness, not just today and tomorrow, but always. So we should be engaged in small acts of goodness. Just give me some example of acts of goodness in the world also, which are very significant, not just in the Brahmin family, but small acts of goodness like, yes, what are the small acts of goodness? Good wishes, okay. And something gross I am asking. Smile, okay. Then? Yeah? Somebody is sick. You go and meet him. He feels happy. Somebody is sick. You provide for the food. He feels happy. Somebody is sick, just you give an apple, he feels happy. Give a flower, he feels happy. Just pay a visit to the hospital. You don't have any one of your relatives admitted there. Just go to the old age home. Just go to the orphanage. Just help somebody who needs your help. Small acts of goodness. Sending some wish to someone. Small act of goodness. Somebody is depressed in life. Say some encouraging words, small acts of goodness. Somebody has met with failure. Support him. Somebody has become frustrated in married life. Give some counseling. These are the small acts of goodness. Helping others. Giving cooperation. In the first list we saw, we don't have to ask for begging things. We don't have to. But here, now start giving everything to others. Give love, give peace, give happiness, give purity, give sympathy, give empathy, give care, give attention. The more you give, automatically that will come back to you. So that's what Baba said. If you donate, the omens of Rahu would be removed. Otherwise, everyone's there is an omen of Rahu overhead. And everyone is suffering. Now you, in order to have omen of Jupiter, keep on donating. Keep on giving something or other to the everyone. If you don't have anything, just give powerful drishti. The drishti is a very powerful thing. In the path of devotion, they have three types of diksha. Diksha means initiation, religious initiation. The first is Nayan Diksha. Nayan means through drishti only the guru gives power to the disciple. The second is Mantra Diksha. He chants some mantra in his ear. And third is Parsha Diksha. He just touches his disciple. The disciple is sitting and the guru will just keep his hand like this. And all the powers of the gurus have gone into the disciple, Shishya. So these are the three types of diksha or initiation process in the path of devotion. Baba say, here what we are saying is give powerful drishti to somebody. See him as a soul and send him a current. Baba said in one of the Sakar Murlis, whenever you see any soul as soul, you give current to that soul. So this is another point of dharana. The next point is, Baba said, they have got physical power, Bahubal, and you have got power of yoga. You have got power of yoga. So make your yoga power strong. We are yogis, so we should have yogic powers with us. Some deep powers. Without these powers, you cannot be called yogi. Yogi means he must be having some deep psychic powers. And our powers are not to perform miracles. Our miracle is self-transformation. Our miracle is world transformation. That is what miracle we have to perform. It's a very deep internal transformation of the sanskars. That's one point. Next point of dharana, which I already mentioned, Baba said, this is the sanskar of bhakti. For what he said? Somebody sees God and he says, I cannot tolerate. So throughout the day, I am giving you some homework. What are the sanskars of jnana? Write down at least 12 points throughout the day. What are the sanskars of jnana? Baba said, these are the sanskars of bhakti. What are the sanskars of bhakti? To get afraid, to ask, to beg, to go to pilgrimage places, to take refuge in gurus, to chant, to sing the name of God, and so many things. Like in today's Murli, Baba said, they say that God is very powerful. And they come and say, if you are God, please make alive this fly. These are the things of bhakti. So these are the sanskars of bhakti. We have that sanskar. Now let us create sanskars of jnana. So throughout the day, just churn this one point. What are the sanskars of jnana? If these are the sanskars of bhakti, what are the sanskars of jnana? And how the sanskars are formed? By repetition. Keep on repeating something, sanskar is formed. How the evil sanskars are formed? By repetition. How the thief becomes a thief? By keep on repeating the act of stealing. If by repeating those impure deeds, such thing can happen, so by repeating pure deeds, pure sanskars can be created. So create the pure sanskars. And it is possible. Another point of dharana from today's Murli. Baba said, Baba, Shiva, is filling the soul with power. At one point of time, Baba said, God is filling the soul with power. This we have to practice at Amrit Vela. Just as we did today morning, to go to the subtle world and see that God is filling the soul with powers. He is putting His hand on my forehead, or is giving me tilak, or is making a handshake with me, and all His energies are coming unto me. So His power and my power becoming one. So there is a transfer of spiritual energy. Today morning, when we were standing in circle, just tell me somebody, what was the experience? How did you feel while holding each other's hand? Anyone? Anyone? What was the feeling? And when you closed the hand, what happened? Something was happening? Yes? Something was happening in the body? Or not? Anyone? What was the feeling? Just tell one word. Yeah? Yeah? Power. You know, the combined cumulative powers of all the soul as if it's coming in the body. So feeling of power. So take powers from the Father and become powerful. So that is another point of dharana. Then the next point from blessing. To love means, what is the definition of love? Three Hindi words, roughly translated into English. Three similar words, pass, pass, pass. Pass means close to Father. In Hindi, the word pass means you sit near me, to be close to the Father. To pass means to pass the exam. To pass means to cross some difficulties. So when you are in love with God, three pass happens. You get three pass. To become close to Him, to pass all the papers that will come, and to cross all the obstacles. So this is to pass. What was the slogan? Today's slogan. In your vision, who should be merged? The Father. And then what will happen? Yeah? You will be saved from Maya's eyes. If Father is in your eyes, Maya's eyes cannot fall upon your eyes. You will not get tempted to Maya. In one of the Sakar Murli, Baba said, fill yourself so much with Baba's love at Amrit Vela that throughout the day you will not be pulled by any attraction of the Maya. So these are some of the points for churning from today's Sakar Murli. So read it once more. Try to understand it more and more. Go into the depth of it. Okay, so today is the second day. And make it a point to stay in silence, to be as much soul conscious as possible and churning knowledge. Okay, Om Shanti.
Let me tell.